Welcome to Musings from Sam Houston's Stomping Grounds, a production of the Newton Gresham Library at Sam Houston State University in Huntsville, Texas.
This is Michelle Martinez, Reference Librarian. I am here today interviewing Marcia Dickens, Library Associate in Reference. So, thank you, Marcia, for coming.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
So, tell us about your position here at the library. What's a typical day like for you?
Well, I am the Library Associate in the Reference Department, and that means that I'm sort of an assistant to the Head of Reference, who is Lynn McMain, and the librarians who work in Reference.
And we love you!
Oh, thank you. I love y'all too. And I love working in the library. I've been here 10 years, almost 10 years, in the same position. I supervise student workers who do the shelving and filing and working on the printer. We have 28 computers there in front of the reference desk. That takes up a lot of our time, just helping the students. I work at the reference desk answering patron questions. I have many duties as they come up. I take care of those things.
Do you have a favorite part of your job? Besides lunch.
I really enjoy the students. I really enjoy working with college students. And so I like being with my student workers, and I like working at the reference desk. I like helping them if I can. And I also supervise community service workers, and they have to be college students here to do their community service hours for court, and they are doing their mandatory community service hours, so I just give them chores to do here in the library.
How often do you get community service students?
Not that often. I don't have them every day. Probably, I don't know.
Is a library a popular place for community service students?
Yes, because it's quiet and it's cool and it's easy.
Yeah.
So they really enjoy coming to the library. The word is out. Go to the library
for community service.
Yes.
All right, students.
So they really help us a lot because they dust those dirty bookshelves upstairs that nobody else does that. The custodians don't do it. The people that work here don't have time to do it.
So they've missed a couple shelves because I've gotten pretty dusty.
Exactly, yes. Well, that is what they do.
Okay, so if a movie was going to be cast about your life, a movie, who would play you?
Meryl Streep.
Meryl Streep.
Yeah.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah.
I like her. She's a good actress.
She is a great actress.
Do you have a favorite movie of hers that you really liked her in?
Oh, I can't think right now. I forgot to.
No, that's okay.
No.
I think Out of Africa was one of my favorites with her in that.
She was
Out of Africa. It was her Robert Redford.
Oh, well, I love Robert Redford.
That would be the favorite movie.
That would be it, yes.
Oh, I love that movie. That was awesome.
Yes.
Okay, so you were a massage therapist in a previous life.
Yes, I am a massage therapist.
You still are? Are you still practicing?
Yes. Well, not too much, but I do have, I keep up my license.
Do you plan on maybe one day going back into it?
I hope to, yes.
Do you go around at the traveling table? Can we hire you?
Yes, probably. For a price.
Yeah, too bad this isn't part of your other assigned duties.
Yes.
Okay, so how did you get into massage therapy?
Well, one of my friends was a massage therapist where I used to live in the Texas Panhandle town of Tulia, Texas, and I wasn't really doing anything at the time. I had worked as a newspaper reporter, wasn't doing that anymore. My husband and I had owned a lumberyard hardware store for 18 years, and we weren't doing that anymore. And she thought that I had the right temperament to do that job. So I said, yes, I think I would like to do that. So I went to Lubbock, Texas for my training. And I graduated from massage therapy school in 1999. So I've been a massage therapist since then.
So what sort of... Okay.
I keep up my license. You have to renew your license every 2 years. And you have continuing education classes. But I do this job because... Well, I like working in the library, but it also brings health insurance benefits. Mm-hmm. And as we get older, we have to have those health insurance benefits.
So does our health insurance include massage therapy, I wonder?
No, it doesn't yet, but hopefully someday it will. I hope. And then maybe I can, you know.
Yeah, then the librarians will be lining up outside
your
door.
Exactly.
Not that we already aren't.
Exactly.
So what sort of temperament do you need to be a massage therapist?
Well,
patience, I guess.
Patience. I think sort of a gentleness and I can't think of the word.
No, that makes sense.
Empathy.
Empathy, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So, all right, let's say, you said you were also a reporter for a while for...
The Tulia Herald. I was the editor and sports editor and chief cook and bottle washer.
Sports editor, really?
Yes, yes, yes. I would stand on the sidelines at the football games and take pictures and...
Oh, so you did pictures as well.
I had so much fun. It was a lot of fun.
Did you almost get trampled a couple
times?
Yes,
of course. But I just love football. I love football players. My husband was a football player.
Oh.
Yes. And I was always gaga for those football players. So that was a fun job.
So was he concerned when you were going out and reporting on them?
No, not at all.
So what was, do you have a favorite memory from your reporting days?
Oh, well, let's see. I don't know. You know, it's usually your jobs are the people that you work with that makes them good or bad.
Right, yeah,
sometimes,
definitely.
You know, well, it's the job too, but
yeah,
I worked with a lot of fun people.
Well, that's good.
And I just enjoyed, I liked doing feature stories like we're doing right now, interviewing people. Everyone has a story. And it's fun just to hear people's stories and put it in the newspaper and, you know, use your talents that way.
So you did more than just sports as well? You interviewed
oh, yes.
the players or?
No, I did all kinds of feature stories for the community and, you know, going to the city council meeting and all sorts of things.
Oh, wow. So you just kind of ran the whole or wrote for the whole news and everything.
I did.
Do you miss it?
For 4 years. No.
No.
It's very stressful and time consuming. It doesn't pay well at all. And it's not a good job for somebody that has a family. Because you're gone on the weekends and at night. And, you know.
So would they just randomly call you up or did you have to know
where to
go?
I worked there all the time. I mean, they would tell me. I worked at the office, at the newspaper office, a regular job.
So you had normal hours. It wasn't like 2 a.m. someone called you and said, hey, this is happening.
No, but we had to get our newspaper out every week, and it was just a weekly paper, and we had to stay until it was all ready, you know, organized and to get to go to the printer the next morning.
Did you ever get to yell, stop the press?
Once or twice.
Oh, yes. Yeah?
Oh, yes.
Do you remember what it was for?
Well... Actually, I don't remember, but I remember.
You remember getting it to say it? Stop the press!
We did say it. Yeah. It was. We had a different editor at that time, and a young guy, and he was very funny and a lot of fun to work with.
Oh, okay, great. Mm-hmm. So, not that I'm suggesting anything, by this, but do you remember where you were when Kennedy was assassinated?
Yes, I do. I was in the fourth grade, out on the playground. I remember it very well.
Really?
Everybody that was, you know, old enough then remembers where they were when Kennedy was assassinated. It was very sad. Then when we went into the school mm-hmm. from the playground, they told us what was happening, and we listened to the reports on the radio. No TV in the classrooms. And I just remember the weeks, the days after that, mm-hmm. seeing it on TV. And I can remember being concerned for his children, because I identified with that since I was a child. It was really something.
Did you have sort of the same reaction? Probably not as the adults. You just kind of vaguely knew who this Kennedy was, and
I knew who he was.
You did.
Yeah, I was old enough to know.
Okay, interesting. So, moving from that, what's your favorite color? Because it's a perfect segue, right, from Kennedy to colors.
Orchid. Purplish.
Orchid. So that sounds like someone's a gardener.
Yes, I love. Well, not lately since it's so hot and
everything's dying
and dry. But I do love gardening.
So the orchid's one of your favorite? Are they one of your favorite flowers?
Not necessarily. I just like that color, purple, purplish color, lavender, purple. Mm-hmm. Those are my colors.
So what sort of flowers
my
do you like?
Is color.
Ah, the color boudoir is orchid. So what sort of
flowers do I like? Mm-hmm. I think my favorite flower are petunias. I love petunias.
I don't think I've ever smelled or possibly seen a petunia besides Petunia, Pig, Porky's girlfriend.
Petunias are... They come in so many colors, and besides those, I love pansies. You know what pansies are.
Yeah.
You do? You grow those in the winter around here.
Okay.
They like the cold weather.
Okay.
But the petunias are a little bit larger mm-hmm. than that.
Okay. So do you normally have plants and stuff at home mm-hmm. when it's...
Yeah.
What about vegetables and things? Do you do those as well?
We haven't for a few years, but we like to grow cucumbers, and we tried to grow tomatoes, but the mockingbirds...
Right.
Love the tomatoes also. Mm-hmm. I will never try to grow another tomato in Huntsville as long as I live. Because they just start getting red and ripe, and the mockingbird comes and pokes its little beak in there and ruins the whole tomato.
Oh, that's a shame. They should at least eat the whole thing.
I know. Yes.
Just instead of just ruining it. Mm-hmm. I'm not very good at segues
yes.
here.
Yes.
But how did you meet your husband? Because you were talking about football players earlier yes. and how he used to be
well,
one.
Well, we went to college at Eastern New Mexico University in Portales, New Mexico. Mm-hmm. He played football there on a scholarship, mm-hmm. and I was just there. I didn't have a scholarship. But anyway, I kind of knew who he was, but he was throwing a snowball. It mm-hmm. actually snowed there sometimes. He was throwing a snowball at somebody else, and it hit me.
Oh! I hope it didn't have a rock in it.
No, it didn't have a rock in it. And, yes, so things just progressed from the snowball. It snowballed.
Very good. It snowballed from there. So, all right.
And like I said, he was a football player, and I just thought those football players were so cute.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I like football.
A snowball thing.
Not
football
anymore,
player.
Though. I don't like football anymore.
No.
Ugh, no.
You don't watch the NFL or any of the other games?
I do like the Cowboys and the Texans. Yes, I do. And some college, too.
How do you feel about the whole Oilers, now Tennessee Titans?
Oh, we were huge Oilers fans. Huge.
Yeah.
We loved Bum Phillips and all those players back then.
Yeah, or you. My family was pretty angry and incensed when they moved.
Oh, it's just ridiculous.
Yeah, okay.
Love you, Blue.
Yeah, there you go. So, which animal would you be? A turtle, a bear, or a raccoon?
Well, probably people would say I would be a turtle because I kind of move slowly and duck my head in my shell.
Oh.
But if I had my choice, I would be a raccoon.
Why?
Because they're so cute and soft, and they have those little black
Yeah, the bandit masks.
Yes, and they get to stay up all night, get in all kinds of trouble, and then they sleep all day.
That's a good reason.
My alter ego.
Is a little bandit raccoon. Very nice. So are you reading anything right now?
Yes, I am. I'm reading a book called The Art of Racing in the Rain, and I cannot remember the author, but it's a book told about a family's dog. The dog's name is, can't remember the dog's name, Enzo. Mm-hmm. And the owner, the name is Benny, and he's a race car driver.
Mm-hmm.
So that, hence the title, The Art of Racing in the Rain. Mm-hmm. But it's told from the dog. The dog is telling the story.
Mm-hmm.
It's very good for dog lovers. You'll just love it.
Is this going to be a series, or is this just a standalone book?
I think it's a standalone book.
Okay. So, do you have any books that you would recommend to people that have been your favorite books in the past that if you got the chance to tell people you have to read this book before you die?
Uh-huh. Well, Michelle, my maiden name is Tennyson, uh-huh. And my married name is Dickens.
Very interesting.
I am a very literary person.
Very interesting. Any relation there, maybe?
Perhaps, yes. They are spelled the same. The Tennyson is spelled like Alfred Lord, and the Dickens like Charles Dickens. So, since I've been, I'm not really a Dickens mm-hmm. blood, but my daughter is. My daughter is really Tennyson Dickens. And we were both English majors
mm-hmm.
in college. But since I've become a Dickens, I love to read Charles Dickens. So, of course, Great Expectations,
mm-hmm.
and then I read Drood recently, the one about Charles Dickens.
Oh, right.
Drood, it's a fictional mm-hmm. novel about Charles Dickens. It's very good.
Yeah, I was wondering if you'd finished reading that.
Loved it. It's good.
It's good.
Weird.
Creepy.
Yes.
The Wilkie Collins take on Drood. Mm-hmm. I like that.
And Oliver Twist was great. Mm-hmm. And what are his other famous ones that I'm missing?
Christmas Carol. The old Curiosity Shop?
Mm-hmm.
Little Dorrit.
Mm-hmm. Oliver Twist. Well, the most famous ones were Great Expectations and Oliver Twist. But anyway, also I love,
that's okay.
The Grapes of Wrath.
Oh, Steinbeck. John Steinbeck.
Wonderful. And you know what also I love is Southern writers. Pat Conroy.
Never read anything.
You've never read Pat Mm-mm. Conroy? I love Pat Conroy. We have his books in the library.
So how are they Southern? Do they write about the South?
He was from South Carolina. And he writes about Southern families.
Mm-hmm.
He has some great books.
Okay. I'll check one of them out.
Well, The Prince of Tides, that movie, The Prince of Tides.
I heard of it, but I didn't see it.
He wrote that book.
Okay.
That wasn't his best book, but I like him. And who else? Southern writers. I love the South. I love the South.
I know you've recommended to me before, was it Barbara Kingsolver?
Mm-hmm.
Bean Trees?
The Bean Trees.
And I read that one.
The Poisonwood Bible.
Mm-hmm. I
like very
that
good.
One. But I don't know. Is she Southern?
Oh, I don't think so.
I don't know that she is, but the Bean Trees seem to have a Southern slant.
Southern. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, she's a good author. Okay.
And then there's another one by her that I really enjoyed. I can't recall the name.
No, that's okay. It's Barbara Kingsolver.
Yeah.
So I'm sure we can find it. So what's your, most prized or precious possession?
Well, all right, we're talking possessions, not people.
Not people.
Not people or pets.
Not people or pets.
Oh.
Do you have an heirloom or something that's been passed down to you, or?
Oh, dear. I don't know. No, not really.
So, like, the firemen come up and say, all right, we've saved your family and pets. Uh-huh. You've got 5 minutes to save at least five things.
Yeah. Well.
What would you save?
I guess, I don't know. Pictures, of course, yeah.
Well, that's good. You're not materialistic.
Pictures, yeah. I don't have that many valuable things now. My mother's still living, but she's given me some rings. Mm-hmm. Some jewelry that she has.
Yeah. Things that have special meaning to you.
Yes, yes.
Okay. So is there anything else you'd like to share with us about who you are or what you do here in the library?
Well, no, except that, I love the library. I love working here. I love everything about it.
Yay, library! You've been a newspaper reporter and a massage therapist, but what did you want to be when you grew up?
A folk singer.
A folk singer, really?
Yes.
Did you have a favorite?
I played the guitar when I was, teens. Mm-hmm. It was in the 70s, 60s, 70s, so that was very popular at the time. Yes, I loved Joni Mitchell and Joan Baez and Judy Collins. Mm-hmm. So that was my goal.
Did you sing and play?
I did.
Did other people hear you, or is this only?
Yes, a couple of times. Mm-hmm. Sang and played in coffee houses.
Oh, yes. Did you get good tips?
I had a very short,
short career.
Short career.
No record labels, huh?
No.
Oh, that's fun. Did you also dress the part?
Oh, yes. My mother said I was a hippie. A clean hippie.
A clean hippie?
Yes.
Instead of a dirty hippie.
We lived in northern New Mexico at the time. Between Santa Fe and Taos, Española, New Mexico.
Okay.
And there were many, many communes out there. It was the time of the hippies up there and the communes. Mm-hmm. And my mother was so afraid that I was going to go join the commune. I would never have done that, but she was so afraid I was going to.
You weren't interested in joining the...
No.
No. The communes. That's funny that your mother was worried about
She
you.
Was worried about
it. So you must have really looked the part then.
I guess I did.
Yeah, the long flowy skirts and the...
Long hair, no makeup.
The fringe vests and...
Jeans, yeah.
Okay. Did you throw peace signs at people? Did you tell people peace and love?
No, that's...
No. So when you met... Actually, when you met your husband, how much later were you still like a hippie at the time, or had you evolved?
I was never that much of a hippie. My mother, we all dressed that way. That was just the way we dressed.
Was that still your style though by the time you met him?
Oh yes, and he was that way too.
Was he? Mm-hmm. Did he have long hair?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he could put it in a pony.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
Did your parents think he needed to cut his hair? And
yes. My mother was very determined for our wedding that he was going to shave his beard and cut his hair. And he was not going to do it just because she worried. So a week after the wedding, I woke up one morning to a clean-shaven man with shorter hair, and I was like, who are you?
So he didn't... He didn't do it for the wedding?
No.
But he did it later on?
She wanted him to.
But he did it later on.
And that has been the theme for 37 years. He won't, he does not want you telling him what to do.
And then eventually he ends up doing it several weeks afterwards.
Yes.
Nice. Very nice.
And there was another question you were going to ask.
Let's see. If you retire tomorrow, what's the first thing you do with your free time?
Well, I would travel to see my family. My mother and dad live 7 hours away from me in San Angelo, Texas. And they are getting older. My mother is 89, and my daddy is almost 90, and they've been married for almost 70 years.
That's a...
December.
I can't imagine being married to someone for that long.
They've been sweethearts since they were 14.
Wow.
And they went through World War II. My dad was in the Navy.
Oh.
Yes, and he was in the war. Mm-hmm. And so I would spend more time with them.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't got to spend a lot of time with them the last few years.
Well, that sounds nice.
Mm-hmm.
But you go up and visit them.
I have grandchildren. Mm-hmm. Probably have a grandchild in Austin. I'd spend more time in Austin.
Nice. And you have a grandchild living with you right now.
I have
too.
A grandchild that lives with me.
Named Austin.
His name is Austin. And he is cool. He is in the second grade and he is doing so good.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
I've met him before. He's such a cutie.
I have a little granddaughter named Lila that lives in Houston.
Ah, close by.
She's 1 year old. So, you know, the more family you get, the more grandkids, the more you want to spend time with them. And I would do massage therapy, and I would go out to visit my husband, who's in North Carolina right now, because he's a property adjuster.
Okay.
And I would garden, and I would clean my house.
Clean the house.
I would
nice.
Do domestic things, because I love being at
home. Susie Homemaker?
Well, I just enjoy being at home.
Yeah.
I like cooking.
Do you like doing the Betty Crocker cooking and recipes and trying new things? And
yes, sort of.
Sort of?
Yeah.
That didn't sound very sure.
I just would like to be at home.
Oh, well, I understand. All righty.
As we all would.
Yeah. I like to spend more time with our families and mm-hmm. our pets. Yeah,
exactly. My pet, Abby. Little dog Abby. She is a 6 year old Australian Shepherd mix. And I have a cat that's 11 years old. Her name is Jezebel.
Oh my.
Yes. And she is.
She is a Jezebel? Is she an outdoor cat?
She is an outdoor cat because the dog won't let her come in.
Nice. All right, Marcia.
That's all I can think of to say, Michelle. Thank you for having me.
Well, thanks for answering my random questions and putting up with my inability to do segues.